So on page, we're going off of page 90. And so what synesthesias are, and like almost everything in NLP, we don't really make a negative or a positive judgment about things, because synesthesias can be what's causing a problem, but it could also be, you'll often find athletes use synesthesias in performance, geniuses use them. It's where you're bringing multiple representations together in one place. So, like I mentioned with Aaron, with he was getting caught in a loop, and which is not exactly a synesthesia, but if you're caught here in a bad feeling, and you have your vision, you have your pictures here, so you already have the feelings, and you have negative self-talk, and then maybe outside negative self-talk, and it's all clumped in here like this, then you can create a problem, and you're overwhelmed, and it gives you a feeling of being stuck. However, you could do the opposite too. And I have a friend of mine who does like this classic strongman stuff. He pulls cars with his hair. He can bend nails. He can bend horseshoes. And he stays right up here, and he brings in how he feels about what he's doing and his self-talk in there as well. And I don't think he uses too much outside feedback, but he's using these other, he's actually using a synesthesia to perform. So these can be positive things. We become very aware of them whenever we're stuck, and we need to pull them apart. And there's another way that you can do that, but what we're going to focus on is what is called somatic syntax. So we already talked a little bit about syntax and how important syntax is in language here. So you can't just rearrange words and still make the same meaning. They're going to make a different meaning. So somatic syntax is how you, it's an easy way to say it is body language. We go into a little bit more explanation of it though. So what is the body doing? Well, how is the body communicating what the person is doing? And you see this whenever people are not congruent. You know, they may be saying they're happy, but if I'm saying I'm really happy and I'm doing like this, I'm, you know, what else am I communicating? I'm communicating something else. So that would be the somatic syntax. Or people are like this all the time, and you know, somebody asks me if I'm happy, and I go, "Yeah, yeah, okay." So that's somatic syntax. And also, with somatic syntax is movement. You often see if a person is asymmetrical when they're being incongruent about something. Well, I want this, but then there's this other thing that I want, and so there can be a conflict there, and they're moving in different directions and putting their weight in different places, moving their hands in different ways. You may see like hand movements like this, and then if the opposite state, they might put their hands up more like this. So it's what is the body communicating? And in NLP, we also say that communication is redundant. You cannot not communicate. You communicate with your words, but you also communicate with your body and your physiology and in multiple ways. You communicate with your tonality. Even though you may be using words, you may be using language, your tonality also tells a story as well. So for to demonstrate the synesthesia, does anybody have something that they're kind of stuck in? Not a major issue, but just kind of a maybe a plateau. I know some of you are into physical fitness, that you can use it with that. Any area of life that you're feeling kind of stuck in? Nothing below a 10. That's good. So in any situation where you just like more choices? No. Yeah, come on up. All right, so you have something in mind?
Yes.
And on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being like super heavy, where would you put this?
I'd say it's about a 5.
About a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pretend that situation is occurring right here in front of you. So you're not quite associated yet. It's happening right here.
Okay.
So go ahead and step into it and associate fully into that situation. And you don't necessarily have to give me a lot of content about it, but just tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Okay. I'm almost finished with the book. And I can't seem to get to the last part, or finding time is challenging to do that.
Okay. So what do you notice about her physiology, her voice tone? Mm-hmm. And she's using her arms.
She's hunching over.
Or she's hunching over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't quite, I don't quite get a sense of what her representational system is just yet, but go ahead and talk a little bit more about the stuckness of this, or whatever it is that you,
okay,
you're not moving through.
It's as though I'm putting other things as a priority in front of it, and I really want to do, I want to finish this.
Mm-hmm. What's stopping you? Look down into your right and check in, what's stopping you?
I guess I'm not putting that as a priority.
Okay. Go ahead and look to your left,
mm-hmm,
and just check in with what's stopping you and see if anything comes up.
I'm afraid that when I finish it, I'll have to start to go and do the marketing and find the, you know, all the work. It's not just the writing, it's to getting it out there. So I think that's what's stopping me.
Okay. Yeah. She was looking up in the visual trying to find it, and it didn't seem to be coming. But when she looked down here, she kind of nodded like, okay, I got it. So this seems to be very kinesthetic. I think she also has some self-talk going on about this. Like maybe mm-hmm, she's doubting something, or she's telling herself, oh, I have to go out and do the work and everything. But so that happens sometimes. If the synesthesia, if she's unaware of the synesthesia, and she's looking up here, but the synesthesia is really right here, then she's kind of lost. But when she comes here, she gets more of a sense of it. So, and we notice her body language, and that is that somatic syntax. Let's have you step out of it, back over here. And so when you're at your best, when you're at a place where you just feel like the choices are infinite and almost no matter what you choose, it's going to be good. And think about a situation like that, maybe something that occurred recently where you were just there. Mm-hmm. And you had multiple choices and you had all your resources at your ready to go.
Okay.
And so tell me a little bit about this situation.
When I finally found a web person that could help us, we had been so blocked with not finding the right person. And I finally found somebody who could actually execute on the ideas. And it was like liberation.
Liberation.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Tell me more about liberation. What's liberation like?
The feeling that you can bring your ideas forth into the world without something stopping it.
Okay.
You know, so that feeling, more a feeling of flow and possibility.
Okay. It's interesting that she used the word flow. What did you notice about her gestures with this compared to the ones here? Anybody? Much more smooth, and her hands are more open and moving upward. And before, they were kind of like this, more static and rigid and going this way, and they were, I don't want to say they were shaky, because she wasn't shaking, but they seemed to not have the fluidity of it. Right. So let's go back to thinking about liberation.
Okay.
By the way, if you put liberation as a resource into this right here, what?
I would like that.
You would like that?
I would like that a lot.
So let's do this. Let's practice this liberation physically.
Okay.
And I don't know if you notice, her volume is low, so I don't know if you can hear it, but the tone of her voice is different. It's certainly got a lighter tone. It's a little bit higher pitched, and it sounds what I would consider to be a little bit happier and freer, but that's me kind of imposing my own content on it. So why don't you tell me about this and then use some more fluid, more exaggerated fluid gestures and a bright tone of voice or uplifting tone of voice.
Okay. In terms of what liberation means?
Yeah.
Okay. Liberation means possibility.
Can you use those gestures?
liberation means possibility. It means that an idea that's been within for a while can actually make its way out and actually see the light of day and have a chance to plant a seed or touch someone, or, you know, you just never know.
Okay.
You just never know.
So in exaggerating them, you get to see it a little bit better. More out like this, more open, more like she's moving out like this, still with the fluid gestures. She's projecting her voice a little bit more. This is something she, I think, you want to communicate.
Yeah.
And that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Not so much that, though.
No.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you step back into the problem situation, the stuckness.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that. Okay. And I don't know if you notice her lips kind of went like that, which was the first thing I noticed when she got into this situation before. So that tells me that she's probably getting a sense of this again. So really get a sense of this.
Okay.
And go back to the gestures that you had here that were a little more rigid, a little more stuck, and use the same tonality. And I'm going to kind of guide you through what I want you to do. And is it okay if I kind of touch you? And,
yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and start re-experiencing this whole being stuck in this book process that you haven't finished.
Okay.
And just talk a little bit about that with that same tonality.
Okay. It feels certainly unknown.
Okay, go ahead and use some of the hand gestures that you were using, like kind of rigid.
Feels heavy.
Feels heavy.
You know, like I really don't know.
There it goes again.
How to.
So really exaggerate this.
Okay.
And exaggerate the tonality.
I really don't know how I'm going to move from, you know, to open up a door. Mm-hmm. Even with all this intention, it feels.
Okay. Sit more, and stand more upright.
Okay.
Open your arms a little bit more and start to keep, continue on.
Okay. Well, now.
Well, you were just telling me you were stuck. Come on.
It feels a little different.
Open your arms up. And,
it feels like.
Well, you're stuck, right?
I feel like, who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe, okay. You know.
Keep going.
It's kind of in the action, just taking one step in front of the other, that something has to open up, because I will be, I'll say I am, in motion and in alignment.
Okay. So let's go ahead and
feels better.
Take a step back?
Yeah.
Okay, did you notice that? Okay, so quite different, and she had trouble even accessing the stuckness when she shifted the body into the more resourceful postures. Okay, so this is one thing that you can do, and you'll see this as the first thing that's listed in the exercise. So changing the somatic syntax, changing the sequencing of the language of the body can have that changing effect, because especially when you're in the kinesthetic, when you're stuck in the kinesthetic representational system and you're clumping all this other information into that one place. So when she does the different somatic syntax or the different body language, it's almost like it's pulling that apart and letting it go and separate out and organize itself. So it seemed more open and fluid, like she could do it.
It did feel more spacious.
Feel more spacious.
Inside as opposed to contracted, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So then contracted is a very kinesthetic word to use. Or spacious, you get this wide open thing. Spacious could mean also visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's try a few more ways to undo the synesthesia. So go ahead and take a step forward back into that problem space. Okay. Not as bad, but see a little bit of something there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is the eye movement integration. So I'm going to stand in front of you, but hopefully everybody can see. So just follow my fingers, and the whole time, think of the problem, okay? So think of the problem state. Think of the problem state. Think of the problem state. Just keep thinking about how stuck you are with this process of this book. Just keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about being stuck in this process. Just keep thinking about being stuck in the process. Don't move your head, just your eyes. Yep. You're stuck, you're stuck, you're stuck. Come it out. Okay. How stuck are you?
I'm kind of like doesn't feel so stuck. Yeah.
Anything else you notice? What's going on inside for you right now as opposed to what was going on inside before?
It feels like things have shifted.
Things have shifted.
Yeah. There's more of a flow. I feel like I want to do this. I don't know why.
That's part of that somatic syntax, that movement. Now she's got movement in this.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and step out. Okay. So what did you think of that? It's pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm.
So shifted physiology.
Yes.
Yeah. So shifting physiology, it's going in through the kinesthetic, but it affects everything else. And then, you know, if we look back at this, what is she doing when she's thinking about the problem? Well, she can't do this anymore. She can't clump this. Mm-hmm. And so as she's thinking about the problem, she's accessing all this other neurology that she wasn't before, right? So it's not to say that the issue is completely gone,
right?
But do you get a sense that you have more choice about it now?
Yeah.
So, and I kind of mentioned that this is what I had done with my brother. I had mentioned that he had this thing on his left, but then I had him do that. I had him roll his eyes around, and it actually alleviated some of his pain, and he got a sense of having more space. That's typically very typical. What you'll hear somebody say is they have a sense of more space, and with that space, you have more choice. All right, you want to try? Well, we're not done.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to be done.
No.
Having fun?
No, I'm definitely having fun.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's have you step back into the problem space. I don't know if it's a problem space anymore.
It doesn't feel nearly the same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pretend. Okay. You still have a problem.
All right.
Okay. And put your left foot, just kind of relax it out like that, and then tap it slowly and rhythmically. Fold your arms, and with your right hand, just kind of rhythmically tap your chin and look up into your right. Okay, notice anything?
I want to start laughing.
You want to start laughing?
Yes.
Anything else? So think about being stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck, right? You can't finish the book. It's going to mean all this other work.
I don't feel so stuck. I don't feel stuck. I don't feel can I leave it? Or should I stay?
No, go ahead. Well, you don't have to keep tapping, okay. But what are you getting?
I feel like an elevated perspective, more of an aerial view, that I'm not in the contraction in that state. I feel like I have a lot more possibilities.
Okay. You notice those gestures?
Yeah.
Very different than what was before. Yeah. And I would imagine that when you're doing something like this, there's something visual here.
Yeah.
So she's connecting with something visual. And
it's like there's a field of possibility.
A field of possibility. Yeah. Okay. And does any sound come up when you do that? When you're thinking about this situation?
Well, in my mind, it's like, go.
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 All right. Yeah. Go. And what is the feeling?
Excitement.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. All right. Let's take a step back.
Okay.
All right. So we have one more we're going to try.
Okay.
All right. But sure. Typically, when you get to this point, if somebody's really has a really tough synesthesia, what I'm basically giving you is more choices of what you can use with that. So she's a rather easy subject to work with, but you might not have that every time that you try this. So we're going to go ahead and have you step back into the what might still be a problem state. Is there?
Okay.
How does it feel now?
Neutral.
Neutral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's pretend you're still stuck with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so put your right foot slightly out in front of your left and put most of your weight in your left foot.
Okay.
Okay. So think about the problem and how stuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Really stuck. You're not able to finish and you got all this work to do. So if you do finish it, then you're going to, it's not stopping. It's just on and on and on and on. And as you're thinking about that, shift the weight to your right foot. Hold your hands kind of like this and look straight ahead. Okay, then go ahead and relax. And how was that?
I felt like I wanted to keep on moving.
Keep on moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm doing here is suggesting different ways to alter or undo the synesthesia. But I think what emerged is something that I would probably go with if I was coaching her, is her own movement, which is this. So when you do that, go ahead and do that. Yeah, so you saw it just kind of come over her. So that's like her own unique sort of language here, somatic syntax. So let's try something interesting. Go ahead and take a step back. Can you think of any other place in your life that you would want some choice? Or you want more choices, I'm sorry. Something that you're kind of stuck in.
Yeah. My comfort level in asking for money for my organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been something that's come up before.
Theme. Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine you're in one of those situations.
Yeah.
See what you would see, hear what you would hear, and feel what you would feel. Uh-huh. And just tell me a little bit about what's going on as if you're actually there.
Yeah, I feel kind of...
You notice her body kind of got rigid?
Yeah. Kind of nervous and...
Okay, can you notice what's going on in her face? Okay. So, start doing this. Keep doing it. What did you notice? I don't know if you can see from here, but her skin got a little redder.
Yes.
Certainly relaxed. And she started to do this again. Notice that? So maybe it's both.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
How would it be if
she... Oh, you want to try that? Turning your hands up? Or is it better with your hands over?
They're both good.
Both the same?
Yeah.
So do this and then rock.
Okay.
And think about asking people for money for your organization.
It feels lovely. Lovely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty obvious in her.
Yeah.
She's not lying about that, I don't think. It's, you can see the congruency.
It feels lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for her about any part through the process, what she was feeling or experiencing?
She seemed much taller.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Let me get the next photo.